Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
How is this happening?
It's the gullibility of the American electorate and participation by the mainstream media that is, you know, still left-leaning and an apologist for the Biden era.
And look, I'm so torn here. We do this every day. No. We've watched Trump has worked so hard to fix this mess. So hard that I've done segmenting like his staff needs to tell him he's got to take a day off a week. I'm afraid he's going to drop dead. Like just from the sheer exertion, you can see him, you know, particularly late in the day. You know, he was doing some of those work straight through the night, international plane trips. I mean, it's been bad. And what Trump is doing is this. The Republicans passed the largest ever budget busting, largest ever spending bill ever.
Sadly, yeah.
It was horrific. I'll get into that in a minute. But, you know, what's Trump going to do? Go to war? He wouldn't have gotten the rest of his agenda. He needed the expensing of factories. He needed the new tax system to get the investment in America, that you're going to see a heck of a boom in year two and year three. You're gonna. I know that because I remember the last Trump administration. And the first year was meh. It was good, you know, and he put all these policies in place. That's why the first year was meh. And then you hit year two, year three, like, wow, these are some great economic stats. I mean, we were looking at like 4% growth already, which is incredible. And it got slowed down a little bit by the shutdown. That's why I think Democrats kept it shut down so long to hurt the economy. You can get a glimpse into economic growth-wise what could happen and what probably will happen next year. All the signs are there for it. So you got the good side of it, right? That's the really good side. The really bad side is the mistake you just heard him make there. And I cringed and I went, no, 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 no. He's saying I'm going to bring prices down. You're not. You can't. We don't want that. That's stagflation. That's deflation. That's a disaster. That's his voters don't have jobs. Who let him go out there and say he's going to bring prices down? The only way you can bring prices down is with a very large recession. And probably economic, partial economic collapse. That's you can't, no. You have to explain this to people. You got to give me a year to a year and a half. We're getting there. Here's how we're getting there. Do not tell people you're going to bring prices down. The Democrats were pumping their fist in the air yesterday. Here's Taylor Riggs of Fox Business explaining this instead of me.
Here's the issue. If you want prices to come down, that's deflation. That typically happens when we're in a big economic recession. So I'm not sure we want prices to come down.
No.
That means demand has collapsed.
Yes.
And we're in a recession.
Yes.
So you want the rate of the price increases to absolutely slow to, let's say, on average, below 2%. But if prices are falling, that means that there's something more worrisome going on in the economy. Jamie Dimon, I would say, I think is spot on about the labor market showing signs of a little bit of a cooling off. We'll hear from the Fed more about how they plan to stimulate the economy.
Okay. You telling people prices are coming down. You know who you sound like? You sound like the Democrats. Remember when they were gaslighting about prices? We got inflation under control. No. People don't feel that. Okay, here's where we are. 29% price increases in just 4 years. It's like Zimbabwe meets Argentina under the Democrats, okay? And the only way to fix that, Lee, is to slow the price increases to a historically normal rate. Trump has. All the time I've been doing this, inflation reports come out and they're so boring, no one mentions them until Biden. And inflation is always somewhere between 2 and 3%. You want it on the lower end of like 2.2, 2.3, which, by the way, is exactly what Donald Trump left Joe Biden. Exactly. Right on the nose at 2.3. If you want to go to the, depending on whether you want to start in January or February, whatever, you could say 2.6. If you want to, you know, you want to go the worst case scenario, get 2.6. Historically normal, unremarkable. He's got it back in that range. Tell them that. I know it's the wonky stuff you don't want to say because you don't want to say prices are, I'm going to get prices down. You will fail. You want to fail. Believe me, you don't want deflation and we're not going to have it. Why did he say this? Yeah. This is how he got to say. The problem is he said he was going to build a golden age on the campaign trail. And this, look, you want to know why we just lost to Miami? Because Trump won on a raft of something we've never seen before. Desperate young people. 9.5% unemployment rate. You're blue collar. Good luck. You're white collar. Good luck. You're in STEM. Oh, good luck. Nobody wants to hire you when they find out you're in America. It doesn't matter what your resume says. You won't work for 7 years like a slave to get the immigration benefit. What is that? Well, if I work for this corporation like a slave for 7 years, I do two people's jobs, do a job and a half. I get to bring my entire family here on a chain migration visa, and I get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship. I'm sorry, they're going to work for 50% less. You got to fix that. You've been to Walmart? Have you noticed everyone who works there now is Indian? Do you know who they are? Yeah, people don't know this. You go to a grocery store. I own the same grocery store. It doesn't matter which of the three lines I check out in Indian. Why are they Indian? Because they're on H visas. This is a guy who came over on the HB1. He's hit the 7-year jackpot that should never be tied to a company. And now guess what? Grandma came over chain migration. She working at the Walmart on an H visa. Grandpa, he's working on at the Walmart. It's the wives and the grandparents are all working at the Walmart. Why? They all won the visa lottery. He worked for 50% less. Less, by the way, than he could make in India. As an engineer, as a STEM guy, doing low-level STEM stuff. A lot of computer stuff, basically. And then he hit year 7 jackpot after his indentured servitude. Well, now he ain't working for them anymore. He's not working 50% less anymore. Grandma's well on her way to getting on to Medicare. She's getting citizenship. Grandpa's getting citizenship. The kids getting citizenship. Yeah, and guess what? Grandpa and grandma, when they get their green card because you hit the 7-year jackpot, guess what they do? They each get to bring 2 to 3 too. And they all get H visas. What does that do? Depress the wages. We have got to stop it. You want to bring people's wages up? Get grandma and grandpa and send them back to India. Stop it. And he's not willing to do that. He's not. And the biggest problem that Trump has right now is he looked the group of constituents, Lee, in the face that it supported him with the most fervor. 60% at the beginning of his term after he was sworn in, and that's people under 30. And he said, Indians are smarter. I have the clip. We have to bring them here. He said it. And they lost all hope. And then he doubled down on it a week later. I got to have H-1B. Fantastic. Well, now, Zohran Mamdani is at 60% approval with Gen Z. Same voters. A lot of them voted for Trump, Lee. You want to know how you lose Miami? That's how you lose Miami. You say stupid stuff like that. So it's frustrating to watch the man work himself to death, then literally walk out the door and shoot himself in the foot. I don't know how you come back from that other than they've got to see real, clear, concrete results. And here's the thing. Trump just did something we've never seen before. He put a $100,000 application fee on those H-1B visas per person. But unfortunately, as I'm learning, we opened the back door to take the Indians in, the replacement Indians that we do not need. We have 12 million unemployed STEM workers in this country. They're white collar. They're Gen Z. These are the lower level jobs where Americans are actually, I mean, study after study after study, more qualified, more accomplished, better trained. They're not trained in degree mills. And he just opened up a whole new category of student visas. And so now they're shoving them through the master's mills to get them into these jobs. So nothing's changed. And then they're going to bring grandma, and they're going to bring grandpa, and they're going to bring the cousins and friends and everybody else. And they're all going to work at Walmart, busting down those wages. But, you know, good. Enjoy your donation from the tech companies. Ain't going to get you far. Not if you're telling people you're bringing down prices, because you're not. But he's at least getting that there's a problem, and he's getting on the campaign trail. Lee, if the people who brought us 9% inflation, 9% inflation, win on affordability less than 4 years later in these midterms, I can accept something else. But that?
No.
I'm just going to stick my head in an oven, like Senator Kennedy. It'll make sense.
There's an image when I didn't
go
need this morning,
to Tara. The next segment. But yeah, no, this is all self-inflicted. He gutted the hopes of his biggest group of supporters. By the way, Lee, we in my lifetime, Republicans don't win under 30s. He won them running away, and then the support grew. If your position is, no, you're stupid, I'm giving your jobs to Indians, literally what he said a few weeks ago, it's going to take a lot to come back from that. That's how you lose Miami. And I was just listening to a talk radio host down there, and the media's trying to spin it like, oh, Hispanic voters are fleeing Trump. They don't like his immigration policies. She's like, no, they love his immigration policies. It's young Hispanics losing hope. They went to college. They want jobs. They went to technical school. They want jobs. And he just said, I'm giving your jobs to Indians. You're not smart. You gotta be smarter.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Trump kicking off the midterms. And I'll be damned if we're going to lose to the people who brought us 9% inflation. like less than 4 years ago. Yeah, they'll fix the affordability crisis. Sure. They'll just loot the treasury again. Texture rates, hey, Tira, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I think Trump's thoughts are bringing gas prices down, which he has. Headline, gas prices fall below $3 for the first time in years. Yes. Prices now stand at an average of $2.99 nationwide on average. A milestone that'll impact millions. The last time that we saw this was for the first time in over 4 years ago. And that was Biden strangling a lot of these permits. They couldn't stop the fixed ones, but they stopped approvals. So yeah, there's good things going on there. Yeah, I agree. There's the price of gas has come down. Across the board, though, prices have not come down, and we don't want them to. What we need is people's wages to catch up with the prices. And the Trump administration is doing that, a lot of it through deportation. A blue-collar wage increase, almost 2% since the beginning of the year, 1% wage increase across the board. I mean, he hasn't even served a full year. That's incredible. You want to accelerate that? You're going to have to start kicking the H-1Bs out. Sorry, you're going to have to tell the tech guys, no mas. And he doesn't want to do that because he knows they'll donate to the Democrats. But he's going to have to choose. He's going to have to choose. This is better messaging.
During the campaign-style rally in the state Trump won by a narrow margin last year, the president reminded the crowd of the 40-year high inflation under Joe Biden.
You know, they always have a hoax. The new word is affordability. So they look at the camera and they say, this election is all about affordability. Democrats talking about affordability is like Bonnie and Clyde preaching about public safety. And they are really truly the enemy of the working class when they do it.
Yes, yes. Say it again. 9% inflation, 9% inflation, 9% inflation. They gutted this country. Now, here's the good news, okay? On every other issue besides affordability, which unfortunately is the most important one, Trump is winning. He's beating the Democrats. But when you tell them you're going to have a golden age and you're going to bring prices down, you can't do either of those things. Not without cutting spending. And you're not willing to cut spending. So what you don't promise what you can't deliver. Remind them who the Democrats are. Texter writes, well said, Tara, but every Republican needs to start with the answer to every question with the Democrat Party that trafficked 600,000 Hispanic children into sex slavery and starved black babies to provide health care for their illegal voters also wants to, and then fill it in there. Yeah. But here's the problem. Trump told them he was going to fix this, something he can't do. I told you when they were pushing this big, beautiful bill, and I got trashed on a national talk show for saying, whoa, this is going to be a disaster around the midterms. It's going to bring in inflation. I got absolutely trashed for it. I don't know why. I was just sitting here being me telling you this is going to be a problem. It's what I do. And now look where we are. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Government, a conservative group, is warning that the United States borrowed $439 billion in the first 2 months of fiscal year 2026, which we now have those numbers. So that's started in August. August, September, October, November. September, October, November, December. No, that would have been October. Okay. So that would have been, That would have been October. I shouldn't do thinking on the air. So that would have been October. Yes, October. We wouldn't have, okay. Here we go. Sorry. The United States borrowed $439 billion in the first 2 months of fiscal year 2026. So that would have been October and November. That is the most ever. Just 2 months into the fiscal year, we've already borrowed a staggering $439 billion. That's $7 billion per day. We're heading toward the deficit nearing $2 trillion for the fiscal year. But what they're saying is we're going to have to print this. What does that mean for next year? Inflation. You cannot crisscross the country telling people you're going to bring prices down while printing this kind of money. And that's why I said, gosh, I know we need to get a big, beautiful bill, but it's passed, but we cannot print this money and tell people we're going to fight inflation. Now we got to pay the piper. EJ Antoni, a brilliant guy, PhD at Harvard, probably my go-to economist. I am on his Twitter feed almost every day to see what's actually going on, would have been running the Bureau of Labor if the Republicans weren't blocking all of Trump's nominees in favor of Democrats over in the Senate. That guy is warning Trump. We're going to have to crank up the printing press in the beginning of the year to pay for this monstrosity, to pay for this massive turd, all of the spending by the Republicans and the Democrats. And he said, we're just going to cause inflation. You cannot run around promising to get rid of inflation if you're getting to get ready to print like a drunken sailor.
Well, the Federal Reserve is going to begin its two-day policy meeting today, where it's expected to announce another interest rate cut tomorrow. And Fox Business is reporting markets widely expect a 25 basis point interest rate cut, which would mark the third straight meeting with a rate cut, though expectations have shifted over time. What does all of this mean for the American consumer?
Well, I think we need to focus not just on the rate cut, but also what they do with the balance sheet. And I know that that's a much more technical aspect of it here, but we have to be concerned with that, because as the Fed grows the balance sheet, which we can expect them to start doing, by the way, in the coming months, the problem there is that it is essentially creating money. In other words, the Fed is running the printing press, and it's very troubling that they might be going back to that, because that was a key component to what gave us the massive inflation we saw under the Biden administration. And so that's going to essentially be at loggerheads with the Trump administration's effort to put downward pressure on prices. So we want to focus not just on what they do with their benchmark interest rate, but also what they do with the balance sheet, because real market rates don't always move with.
Okay, and he's wonking out on you, but what he's saying is the pay for this monstrosity, we're going to have to print and 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 print. It's going to start at the beginning of the year. You cannot run around the country and tell people you're cutting prices when you're doing that. Here's the problem. If we could cut rates a full point, that's a million jobs. That'd help a lot. We're barely creating jobs right now. And that's a Biden artifact left over from Biden. If you can cut a full point, that's a million jobs. That'll make a difference. That'll make a big difference. But you can't get a point cut that you want and print like that. First of all, Federal Reserve's not going to do it, and they shouldn't. And number two big problem with this, if they did do it, if Trump manages to, you know, get his Federal Reserve chairman in and it's actually a good nominee by the spring, if that person cuts rates, yeah, it'll generate jobs, but the inflation is going to go through the roof between the cutting of the rates and the printing. Again, this is why I said we cannot pass the biggest spending bill. We cannot go on the biggest spend in U.S. history as Republicans. We can't do it. It's going to hang us up in the midterms. And we're here. I said it. And boy, did I get beaten up for it. I was not with the big, beautiful bill party because I was looking long term and I was right. Now it's biting us in the heels. All right. Coming up, folks. The D.C. bomb suspect was a pedophilic furry. Hey, do you know any of these people? Do you know a furry? I don't know a furry. They blow stuff up and shoot people for Democrats, though. It's weird. The headline looks kind of devastating. Huge win for Democrats in Miami. Wow, they haven't taken Miami in 30 years. Everybody loves Democrats now, so I'm going to stay home. Republicans, just give up. What's going on there? Not what you think. The disingenuous way, and quite frankly, fake way that the media is covering this is disgusting. Rebuke for Trump! Democrats win Miami and state Trump won. Oh. So Trump won Miami then, right? In 24? No. He lost it. Why? It's a Democrat stronghold. See, what they're counting on is you don't know the difference between Miami and Miami-Dade. There's kind of a big difference. Miami is a Democrat stronghold. Ron DeSantis, for example, who won in an absolute landslide in 2022. Let's use him as an example. Let's just put Trump aside. Did DeSantis win Miami-Dade County? Why, yes, he did. 55% of the vote. Oh. Did DeSantis win Miami the city? No. So DeSantis won in a 15-point landslide statewide? Yes. DeSantis won Miami-Dade County? Yes, 55% of the vote. But DeSantis, who is uber rock star popular in Florida, did he win Miami? No. Did Trump win Miami in 24? No. So who wins Miami? Extremely liberal Republicans. Extremely liberal Republicans. This guy was not that. So this is not a shift. It's not a shift even in the, you know, how people do there. What is a shift is the margin. That does show some momentum for Democrats, but this isn't like a historic win. We're on a comeback. No, a historic, if you want a historic win, that would have been winning Miami-Dade. That would give me a heart attack. That's not what happened again. Again, you can't call it a rebuke for Trump if Trump lost Miami, but won Florida running away in 2024. So, kind of be careful with what they're doing there. At the same time, when you look at the margin here, this is a big margin. Democrats have recovered. And I think what's going on here is that Republicans are kind of mad right now. And Democrats are more fired up than they've been in a very long time. We've kind of flipped positions. That's all. But this is a sign that Trump needs to get out there and he needs to explain himself a little bit better than he has been. And he stopped saying stupid stuff like Indians are smarter. We need them to come do our job. Like that. Wow. That was dumb. Now, if you want to know what's really hurting Trump here, the affordability thing sounds nice, but that's not even what it is. If you look at actual polling, Trump was flying above 50%. Just cruising along. Everyone loved him. You can pinpoint a day in July that ended and it hasn't reversed itself. What happened on that day? A very specific thing happened. That I would say it was akin to Joe Biden's Afghanistan moment. He never recovered from that either. His numbers never went back over 50%. It was Trump's Afghanistan. Do you know what it was? It was the day that Pam Bondi was standing there, God bless her, saying, I'm going to take the arrows for you on the Epstein thing. She said, look, I'll take responsibility for the release of the Epstein documents. In other words, if they don't come out, it's on my head. Trump standing next to her almost shoves her aside and tells everybody, if you want the Epstein documents released, I don't want your vote. Whoa. Boom. Plummets down to 47%. Why? Just why? I'll never understand. He has not recovered. He sometimes will bounce back up to 49, but he's below 50. When you're below 50, you can't get Congress to do anything. They're like, well, you're below 50, dude. So, yeah. When you're at 40, 53 and 54, you can get a lot further with Republicans in Congress who are almost as bad as Democrats. So he's lost a lot of his power to Epstein. So it's totally self-inflicted. He was recovering from that a little, and then he shot himself in the foot again with his Indians are smarter than Americans and I love H-1B visa tour. That was bizarre. And it was bizarre because, again, he put a $100,000 fee on each application and the applications plummeted. Now, unfortunately, we also opened a back door. They're going to have to take a longer route through our schools and our diploma mills to get those jobs. But we're already seeing a surge there. So, you know, until you commit to not using indentured labor, you want to do that. You're going to bring those wages up fast. So you got to commit. Got to make hard decisions. You're not going to fool people. It might work on Capitol Hill, but it's not going to work in Miami. Miami is a young city. And in one of the most bizarre shifts I've ever seen, folks, just real quickly, you go 3 months into the Trump administration, he was the most popular with people under 30, 60% approval rating. Never seen anything like it for young generation. I mean, that was the end of the Democrat Party right there. Do you know where he is now? Well, how he's polling now? About 41, 42. He's imploded. That's where he imploded, was with young people. And it was Epstein and that. That it wasn't even the affordability thing. It was totally self-inflicted. Democrats didn't even do it to him. You know who's sitting at 60% with those same people, including Trump voters? Zohran Mamdani. And he wasn't at the beginning of the year. They were all about Trump. But he did that to himself. And he's going to take a lot to recover from that. One of the things that would really help is for some kind of Epstein documents to come out. Something. I don't know what you got to scrape off the floor. But something. And Trump needs to make a very big deal about the fact that he's releasing it. It's the only hope that he has. I think that, believe it or not, would help a lot. But Trump did not win Miami in 24. If he ran again, he's not going to win Miami. Again, Ron DeSantis is a rock star who won in a 15-point landslide in Florida, and he couldn't win Miami. So, you know, okay, whatever. What are the odds? The DC pipe bomb suspect obsessed with My Little Pony. Okay, what does this mean? Well, he's a furry. Again. Like the the Minneapolis Annunciation Catholic School shooter, same thing. The wacko who killed Charlie Kirk and his boyfriend, and the weirdo who showed up and said, oh, I did it. Yeah, me. Remember that guy, like 70 years old? I did it. Yeah, it was me. Totally me. Here, arrest me, giving Tyler, I'm not going to say his name, giving the jerk a chance to get away. That guy was involved, by the way. The entire community that seemed to weirdly know, the trans community that seemed to weirdly know that Charlie Kirk was getting assassinated, same. But you got to understand something about this community, okay? This is cartoon art. It's highly pedophilic. The community of men around it is pedophilic, no matter what their attraction is, boy, girl. I mean, I don't mean to be gross, but it is. And so the reason they're into it is because it's cartoons. So if you look at cartoon kitty, starts with P, ends with N, it's not illegal. Online, and they can chat with each other. Same thing with this guy. It's almost like somebody's recruiting these people and they know where to go get them in the chat rooms. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, what are the odds? The subculture of bronies, My Little Pony male fans, online attracts a lot of male fans who are generally breaking gender norms and attraction norms. It's a gathering point for creepazoids. So it's either trans, sometimes it is non-sexual, in other words, asexual. Listen to this. A high school classmate of Cole's, the bomber, told the Washington Post shortly after Cole's arrest, for the most part, people didn't pay him much mind, but this is high school. But unfortunately, I remember times of him being bullied. What I vividly remember is people pointing and laughing at him or calling him out for being a My Little Pony fan. It was the theme of his backpack in high school. And he had some of the toys. Now, the Associated Press tells us he's MAGA. Mm-hmm. According to who? Anonymous source. Just one? Yep, one anonymous source. Would they go in the comment section on X? There's a guy who says he's MAGA. Liars. What does Cole's grandma say? He ain't MAGA. She described him as almost autistic-like because he doesn't understand a lot of stuff. He might be 30, but he's got the mentality of a 16-year-old. Exactly the kind of person I'd recruit out of one of these chat rooms. Again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.